Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Daily Pop. We have some breaking news for you today. We just got new photos of Bachelorette Claire. And you know what? The guy is wondering, is she already married? Ooh. Okay, we're going to have those for you in just a few minutes, so stick around to see that. First, the Real Housewives are at war again, this time over a divorce. So Brandi Glanville is being accused of cashing in on her friend's heartbreak. So Brandi posted a link on Instagram to a story announcing Erica Jane's divorce. She later deleted the post and tweeted an apology saying, "I took a Xanax earlier because of what's going on in the world. I didn't see the post on my IG about Erica Jane until this eve, and I deleted it the second I saw it. As I've said in the past, I leased my social media out. I in no way would have been that insensitive." Interesting. Lease her social media out, meaning like she has a social media manager, or?
I think somebody probably controls it, and I do believe that she does that. I don't think Brandi Glanville is trying to start a media conglomerate and is trying to be the next TMZ.
Right.
But I do think that sometimes celebrities let loose and let people just control their things, and they get in hot water sometimes.
I mean, what would make even the social media manager, what would possess
this,
him to think this is a good idea?
This right here. People are talking about her doing this. This is why they do it.
I guess.
Yeah, but I mean, for her to write that statement after, kind of, I mean, if I were her, I would be very upset at the person. First of all, I'm still unclear, Carissa, to your point about what leasing her social media out means. Like, to me, it sounds like she allows other people to go on it and post on, not behalf of her, but just on behalf of what they think is interesting. Like, I don't know, just the terminology is a little confusing and hard to follow. I don't think Brandi Glanville's the type of personality, as we've seen many times over, that's just going to, like, put her foot in something and then take it out and be like, "I didn't mean to do that." I think she sees things through. So I believe her when she says, "I, you know, wasn't aware of what was going on." But I just think it's also one of those things that's like, oh, why? This is, like, another little thing that Brandi's attached to that, like, she didn't mean anything by, but, like, now everyone's speculating.
Yeah, I mean, it is insensitive, don't you guys think?
Oh, 100%. By 100%. And they like each other. That should not have. None of the women should be talking about Erica Jane's divorce on their social media. That can be dealt with on the show.
Now, reportedly, when a celebrity has a link in their bio, it can usually mean that they're getting paid for the post. And I just checked right before we came on the air. The link in Brandi's bio still goes to this story.
Yeah.
So she didn't
on
just.
On what website?
I'll double check the website.
The website will pay you to post for them.
Yeah.
You know, I have friends that are, and acquaintances that are famous and relatively known people that I talk to on a weekly basis. And of course, I hear gossip about them all the time. I never bring it up until they bring it up, because I never know when or how or what they want to talk about. So I'm going to bring it up. I'm not going to bring it up. I'm going to let you bring it up.
Carissa. Carissa's like panning to the computer camera like, it's right here. It's this one.
Yeah. It's still linking to it at exact second. So I'm very confused on if she really is sorry, didn't mean to, it leases it out, why still keep it in the bio? Unless, like, she has a contract with celebs and she needs to keep it up there for a certain amount of hours.
You know what?
Something along those lines.
I need you to go to Nevada and count those votes, because you are looking way too deep into this. You need to use your tactics somewhere else where it's needed.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I'm just curious. Okay. Well, good news, you guys. maybe bad news. I don't know. It depends on how you feel about the whole relationship and the whole situation. But we just got some photos of bachelorette Claire Crawley that we have to talk about. Claire was spotted in her hometown rocking a massive diamond ring on that finger.
Is that a marquee?
Looks like a wedding band.
Oh, Justin, don't do it.
God. What do you mean, don't do it?
Like,
don't do it?
No, don't talk about the shape of the ring. You know, I mean,
do you think she's married?
Here's the thing. That's definitely a wedding ring or an engagement ring. She knows she's going to be photographed. She knows we're going to speculate about that. I'm not the biggest bachelor person in the world, but isn't the point to like keep the sort of end result of what happens to you completely secret until the series is wrapped?
I don't think she really cares, you guys.
That's
I think
a good
at
point.
This point. I'm gonna say something really crazy.
I guess that's right.
No, I don't think she gives a shit. And I think the reason is, I don't think leaving the show was her choice. I went back and looked at this producer, our ABC executive, did this podcast with Nick Viall. And in the podcast, they talked about Claire Crawley. And the producer said, and I quote, when she gave herself the group rose because Dale wasn't in the group, that's when we started making the call. So I think at that point, Claire Crawley was told, you might have to leave with Dale. This is unacceptable and you have to go. If they're gonna break the contract and break the rules, I'm gonna do the same damn thing and I'm gonna rub it in their faces that, yeah, I found love and I got married.
Well, that's a good point, because typically the reason why is because they are under contract and they can truly get sued if they let the cat out of the bag too soon. Mm-hmm. And so that's why they're sometimes so, so adamant about keeping all the secrets. But you may have a good argument there if she feels that she could argue that they broke the contract first by ending her season, then she might say, well, all bets off. Y'all can just know I did the damn thing. Now, do you think she actually went through and got married? Or do you think she's just letting everybody know?
No, because also that's public record, right? Like, if people get married, that bachelor does not control the courts. Like, we could look that up. It's interesting. I do think if things were so bad, obviously this season has taken a turn that I don't think anybody has seen in Bachelor history. I can't believe I just said Bachelor history. Ay, ay, ay. God, my street cred. Anyway, so we've never seen this in the past, but I think if there was such tension between her and the show, we would hear more about that. Obviously, we've heard about her leaving. I don't know. I just think it just keeps people engaged.
Yeah, I don't think ABC is mad about any of this, honey.
I
think they are licking their chops right now over here in Burbank.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, by the way, I have to be honest, too. The name of the game is finding love. That's what The Bachelor and Bachelorette is about. The game is finding love. Don't be mad at me.
If I find love.
Because I found love, you know, in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Because y'all told me to come here and find my soulmate. Just because y'all still stuck in Jumanji is not any of my fault. Like,
right.
You know what I mean?
To the point. I mean, she knew what she wanted and she figured it out. And her friend, Deanna Pappas, was saying that exact same thing. She's like, you guys wanted somebody who was super for sure about themselves. She was celebrated about that. She knew what she wanted and she stood up for herself. And then now she's getting kind of
chewed out,
hated for the same exact thing that we loved her for. So it's kind of a double-edged sword, and that just kind of happens when you are on that show.
Yeah.
They love you, and they hate you, and they hate you all at the same time. It's just...
This is kind of a gift to ABC. Let's be 100% honest. You know, when they picked Claire Crawley to be the Bachelorette, this was before anything in the world turned upside down.
Right.
And before the diversity of what was happening and the casting and why did we only have one black bachelorette? Why are we having another one? Like, that was all after the fact. So ABC was kind of like, this is going to be a hard one to sell. A white lady up in the front again. And then when this happened, they were like, great, bring in Tayshia Adams. We need diversity. Let's get it in there. It's a 2-for-1. It's a double whammy for them. They win all around. So if she got married, they should still give her that Neil Lane ring and say, keep it, girl. We don't even need a bet.
Yeah, I think you're right. Okay,
just so.
All right, well, it's a big episode of The Bachelorette tonight. We don't know everything that goes down, but we do know that the men are pissed.
Yeah.
No group rules for nobody. Like, we did everything you asked.
Her explanation was, I'm not giving a group date rose because I feel like I didn't get enough time with any of you. Well, you could have.
You absolutely could
and
have.
And this has nothing to do with Dale. This is on her. She's not even giving anybody else in this house an opportunity. It's almost like she doesn't care to learn about anybody else. Like, why am I here? We just need to know what's going on. Everybody would love to know just what the f- are you thinking right now, Claire, because you're not telling it.
Oh. Oh, man. Well, we'll have to tune in tonight on ABC to see what happens. And with all of that, I think a lot of people are going to be watching this.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I am. Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys, up next, Jenny McCarthy's awkward moment that you cannot look away from. Who did she accidentally call a loser in front of their wife's face? Plus, how Nikki Bella is reconnecting with her exes and why it's actually a good thing. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are back with our awkward moment of the day. It's a good one. Jenny McCarthy called Real Housewives of Orange County star Emily Simpson's husband a loser right in front of Emily. They were playing a round of Who's the Bigger Dork on last night's Watch What Happens Live when Andy asked them to choose between two OC husbands. And things got a little cringy.
Who's a bigger dork, Shane Simpson or Sean Burke, ladies?
Oh, Sean, so hard.
Jenny, it's not hard.
I know. They're, you know, like, they're both dorks. They're both huge losers, but I'm going to go with Sean. That necklace?
Oh, my
necklace.
That's her husband. Jenny, that's her husband.
That's right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, seriously, you just called my husband a loser right in front of me. Wow.
Oh my gosh. And then Jenny tried to like backtrack and say it was the necklaces, but it was hilarious.
You guys, I'm sorry. My mean meter is not that clear. Like sometimes I will say things and I'll be like, that wasn't mean. That entire thing was extremely uncomfortable and sort of mean. I felt really bad for her. Like I really did. Right?
Really?
She said your
husband. All the things that you've said, you think calling someone a loser is like super mean?
Loser. Calling someone a loser is low key. Okay, dork is kind of funny and has whatever, like a lighthearted connotation. Oh, he's a little dorky. Calling someone a loser, and she said it like with such conviction, they're such losers. Like, I would be mortified if someone called my husband a loser. Mortified.
And I wouldn't be able to get over it.
It was, and she, by the way, Justine, she didn't. She was, I felt like her feelings were really hurt there.
Yeah, but you know what the problem was? It wasn't that Jenny McCartney called her husband a loser. It was that Andy would not get off of it for like 5 minutes.
Of
like,
course not.
They could have went to commercial break 5 times over. He was like, you just called him a loser. How do you feel about that?
Yeah.
Why do you want to apologize? Yeah. But it's a moment.
But then he like ended the game, which made me think, did he end the game, or they really only had that one that they were going to put up because they knew Jenny might say that?
No, that's why Andy's so brilliant. You never know.
I think he ended the game. Yeah, he did what he was supposed to do. He ended the game. He focused on the moment. It became a bigger moment. But I think what Jenny McCarthy did, she didn't apologize. I don't think you have to apologize every time that someone says you should apologize.
Well, she went back and said, well, remember when you were on your first season and your husband was kind of not very nice on that season?
He was kind of a loser.
And so, and actually, Emily ended up agreeing. She's like, you're right. I understand, Jenny,
She didn't know what to do, Carissa. That was like her third time on the show. She was like, what am I supposed to say? Like, Jenny McCartney also is an intimidating force. She's somebody that's quick-witted and has a fast tongue. I'm not going to go up against her. And she also signed a airline ticket for me at Barney's when I was 9. So I always loved Jenny McCartney. Oh, always.
That's nice.
Yeah. Just a little story.
It's pretty funny. That's a good moment, though. Nikki Bella is having intense dreams about her exes, but she claims it's good for her current relationship. This is what she told Brie on the Bella's podcast.
The F is happening.
What I found weird about my dreams is
the season right now and this retrograde, it's supposed to be like where we get a deeper understanding of ourselves and our journeys and like our true purpose and even getting clarity on the past. And my dreams have been that.
Really?
I mean, full on conversations with exes, like as if we met up for coffee.
By the way, if you're talking about John, that was a 6 years of your life. We're allowed to say it.
Oh, wow. So Nikki says these dreams helped predict what's happening in her life right now and clarify that she's in the right place. Mm. I'm super confused. This has not happened to me. What do you think she means by that? What is happening in these dreams?
Grisa.
By the way, if my man woke up and was like, oh, my God, I just dreamed about my ex again last night, I would truly be like, I'm gonna need you to keep some things to yourself. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna need you to hold that in. Like, it's fine if you have thoughts about someone else, and it's fine if you have a dream about your ex. I just think sometimes in relationships, we kind of overshare too much.
Yeah.
And I don't need to know that.
100%. I mean, I'm sure an ex has popped in my dreams for, I don't remember ever having like a sit down, whole conversation with an ex dream, but I'm sure it has, but I would never wake up and tell Shannon like, oh, a dream of such and such last night. It was interesting.
You were at 100%.
He'd be like, but interesting. What are you telling me this for?
I don't feel like she probably even told Artem. I think she probably was just talking about it on her
but
podcast.
But she did now.
Well, now she did. Yeah.
She told his ass down.
And also, like, I mean, like, I'm all about the retrograde stuff. I get it. Like, it is a time to slow down, reflect, not be upset about if your technology just completely blows out on you, which I feel like has happened to all of us.
Tissue.
Yeah. All the time. Just always something wrong. AirPod in the pool last week, you know, always happening. I would not tell my current spouse that. I agree. I think it's just something that's a little personal. It's just not, it's awkward.
I just also think like it's so weird too that she's getting like full on clarity out of dreams. Like I just get more confusion. Like, because
well,
I can't ever remember what
the
happens
dream,
in
right?
there. Like, I can't ever really pinpoint. Once I have my coffee, I'm like, oh, wait, what happened last night?
Exactly. It's just... Even when you try to retell it, I always feel like I'm trying to retell. I'm like, no, it was such a huge story. Like, all these things happened. I don't remember what they were, but there was a lot that happened.
Yeah.
It's like that never comes back to you.
Even dreaming about your ex, I can tell.
Right. All right, you guys, still ahead. Lily James is spotted out with a new Hollywood guy. Do we think she should be laying low after all of our kissing scandals? Oh, no. We'll discuss next.
Oh, God.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. The Lily James saga continues, but this time she was spotted out with a different Dominic. Lily was photographed with her longtime friend, Dominic Cooper, at a restaurant in London. Now, Dominic is still dating Gemma Chan, as far as we know. This is the first time she, Lily, has been seen out in public since the whole Dominic West scandal. Now, you remember they were caught showing some PDA in Rome, and then he told the world he was still happily married. And of course, before that, there were rumors of her dating Chris Evans. Now, should Lily just be laying low right now, or maybe just stay away from other famous people? It kind of draws a lot of attention.
Why does she have to hide? I don't think she has to hide at all. If a man allegedly didn't give me the full scenario of what was going on in his life and his marriage that led me to do some unthinkable things, he should be hiding from me.
Right.
Don't make me show up at your house with Joey Greco from Cheaters with a camera crew being like, what's up?
I think the problem is that...
Right?
She's not talking about it. That we don't have anything from her side. That's the issue.
She did give one little statement out, right?
Yes, and she said that it's not her story to tell.
Yeah, basically.
And she did she mentioned and she alluded to she was under a different impression.
Exactly.
Yes, but being vague about it doesn't help.
You know, I think, like, she's got to live her life. These pictures weren't, like, crazy scandalous. She wasn't, like, cuddling up with Dominic Cooper. You think that she was?
No, not these. You're talking about Dominic West.
Oh, Dominic West. Those were different. Yeah, no, but these are very simple. I mean, and this is her pal, and she's got to live her life. As far as we know, Dominic Cooper and Gemma Chan, they've been together for a while now. I think they're strong. They're doing good. So I think at this point, it's just she's a hot story right now. And unfortunately for her, no matter who she gets photographed with, it's going to be this same story for a while because it's just how media works.
Like I said, phone a gay friend. When my celebrity friends call and ask what to do, I'm like, get ahead of it. Get out of there. Get the story out quicker. Once you move on, the media will move on too.
Yeah, take a selfie with Dominic Cooper. I'm with my friend. I needed a lunch. We're fine.
I needed a lunch.
I needed a good lunch. Okay. Sophia Richie was caught making out with her new man, Matthew Morton. So the two were photographed outside. What was that?
Well, I just, like, I can't believe we're talking. I've known this kid since he was literally, like, 13, 14. It's just crazy.
Crazy. Okay.
Crazy.
So they were making out outside of a Beverly Hills restaurant. Do you think she wanted to be seen? Is this way her way of telling Scott Disick, yo, I've moved on. I'm with Matthew now. She's trying to set the tone here.
I think she's a young, super hot, sweet girl. Matt is a very nice, hot, you know, good person. They found each other. They're happy together. I think she's all the way over Scott. I think she put her time in with him. I really do. I think she's really happy with Matt. Based on what I've heard, they're adorable together. And I think that, like, she's living her life. She's 22.
How old is Matt?
Matt's like 26, 25.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
That makes more sense. Matt is doing all the way fine.
I feel really bad for Matt.
Oh, why do you feel so bad?
Why?
This is going to crash and burn for Matt. Sorry to this man. I don't know this man, but sorry to this man.
I think this is going to go on for a while. This is her pace. This is on her pace.
No. She is literally being photographed out and being that cuddly because she wants to remind Scott Disick of what he is missing. And I think it happens a lot. People use people as pawns to get their exes back.
Even if they don't realize they're doing it.
Yes.
Right? Like, even if like her intentions are super innocent and sweet. I mean, I've done it, right? Like, I thought I'd moved on from an ex in the past and started dating somebody new. And if my ex saw, I was kind of felt like good about it. And then I kind of had to check myself and be like, well, I really don't think I like this person. I think I just really wanted to
use him.
Tell myself that I could move on.
100%.
And maybe I hope it works out. It sounds like he's a nice guy. And maybe it will work out. It's just that she was, as far as we understand, she was so in love with Scott. You know, it just takes time to heal sometimes.
Poor Matt.
we'll see what happens.
I can't take this too seriously.
Okay, coming up, you guys, how soon is too soon to introduce your new man to your family? The Bradshaw family is going there next. We all know that dating can be rough, especially when it comes to introducing someone to your family. On tonight's season finale of Ease the Bradshaw Bunch, Rachel might be bringing her new man around a little too soon. Take a look.
I really like Connor. He's just a good guy, and we're just comfortable.
Oh, you got it!
Oh. I feel like sometimes it's taken me months to just get comfortable with somebody, so it's nice that someone brings that out on, like, the first physical date.
Ow!
I really want you to meet the family. I know it's early, but the last relationship was a nightmare. Like, nobody liked him, and I didn't know that until after.
Hopefully they like me. Does your dad typically like the guys that you've dated?
No.
All right.
Okay. Would you ever introduce a guy to your family after just one date?
Hell yeah. Oh my God, my chosen family. As a gay man, I have a chosen family.
Right.
And that's what they're there for. That 6.5 star inspection. Yes, bring his ass into Jiffy Lube.
What about your real family?
Oh, that takes a decade. Like,
you gotta fly all the way to Louisiana.
That takes a decade. I've never made it to the hometown dates.
Wow.
I've never made it to the hometown dates.
You never brought a guy home?
I have never brought a dude home for good reason.
Why?
Oh my God, you could film a 4-part reality show just on one holiday dinner at my family's house. It's a lot. It's fun, but it's a lot. I would have to interpret. I would have to, like, it would be a lot.
Yeah. It's a lot of juggling pieces. Like, my parents came over for dinner, and we're, like, well into, like, obviously having a child. And it's just, you know, when your parents are crazy and nuts and talking too much and drinking too much, you're like, please don't do that. Like, he still can't think you're completely out of your mind. Like, it's just a lot of moving parts to introduce your family and your spouse. Or boyfriend 100%. Or whatever, fiancé, blah.
Whatever what do you think's a good is. Time to meet the parents? I think after you...
My wedding?
No.
I think you got to do it before that, obviously, in my opinion. I think meeting on the wedding day puts a lot of pressure on that day. I would say, you know, at the point where you know that this guy's going to be around for a while, but back to that clip, I mean, really, that's on her family. If the family didn't like the guy for the whole time and she didn't know till the end, I would have that conversation with my sisters, my brothers, whatever, and say, don't wait until it's over to tell me you don't like someone. Like, tell me day one, right? That's
oh,
why
no.
you're here.
No. If I told my sister that I didn't like her partner, it would drive her to them, like, faster and quicker. Like, that's what you can't do. You never tell your friend, oh,
no,
my God, I can't stand that person.
I like to know right away. And my brothers were definitely never secretive. They told me the second I would date somebody or they'd meet somebody if they liked them or not. Immediately. It was.
I feel like brothers
are
like that,
I bet you returned the favor.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think that we value each other's opinions in my family, whether they want to hear
them. The girl didn't even walk through the threshold of the door. Carissa probably already had an opinion.
Turn around, honey. Turn around.
Don't even get out the car.
In this family, okay?
Don't even get out the car.
Are those wedges? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I like wedges sometimes. Okay, Brie Larson doesn't believe in a beauty standard. In a new interview with W Magazine, Brie reveals she felt ugly and like an outcast for most of her life. Now she says her goal is to encourage others to feel that they have the, quote, freedom to express themselves and be exactly who it is that they want to be. Do you agree that a beauty standard does not exist?
No. What do you mean? We talk about this like every day in every show. Like, that is what people are trying to take down at this point. Like, I understand her messaging, and I think that people want to be embraced for the unique beauty that they have, to be able to look and dress however they feel most comfortable, which I think is definitely we're making strides toward that, but I don't think we're all the way there yet. And I think that people have, you know, predominantly, there is a idea of beauty that I feel like people try to adhere to. I mean, look at just in the past 5 years, like with Kylie Jenner and her sort of approach to glam and her lips. I mean, so many women tried to emulate that after. Like, I definitely think that we have beauty trends and young women try to follow that. And also,
and also,
to further the point, like, I feel like most people feel ugly for most of their lives. Or no?
Yeah.
Like, I did.
Yeah.
You're awkward, and then what happens, Justin? You have the glow up. Then you're in Hollywood, and you get the right facial, and you get the right steam, and you get the right little nip and tuck that, like, nobody even knows about, and you just sort of become this, like, you get better glam and better hair extensions, and you just sort of become the version of Brie Larson that we see today, which, of course, she's probably more comfortable in that version, you know?
100%. You know, I think that beauty standards, they change.
Yes.
And you just got to be patient because I feel like everybody gets a season. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like when Marilyn was in tow, you know, it was all about that Coca-Cola bottle. And then Mia Farrow came and took Marilyn down. And then Kate Moss furthered that. And the heroin chic came through. Mm. Then all of a sudden, J-Lo, Beyonce, and Kardashians made curvy women chic again.
Yes.
And then Lizzo came down and just kicked down the door and the wall and everything else. And I just think for myself, like my mother used to tell me, oh, you're going to grow into it. It's going to be your moment. You're going to have your moment.
Yeah.
And I really, truly believe being a part of a beauty standard just means that you're patient and you're good at predicting. Mm. And if you look at the singers, if you look at the models, if you look at ads that were shown on a daily basis and you can kind of sort of foresee who's the next big thing, that's what the beauty standard's going to be.
Yeah. I also think that, you know, social media, this is kind of a positive and a negative. I think we do a lot of comparisons. But the one thing that I have noticed with social media is that all different types of people are celebrated to be beautiful. I mean, there are people who are going, you know, have all these millions and millions of followers because they think they're like the most beautiful person ever. And it's just a different variety of looks and different ethnicities and different styles of bodies and all of these things. And we are getting better, I think. But there's still a ways to go. But Yeah, it's all about how you feel about yourself, really. That's what exudes out. And I know it's easier said than done, but...
You can't compare yourself to famous people. They have so much help.
They do.
It's all day, every day. Care. It's not even, like, can't deal with it.
Says a famous woman.
Up next,
my face
big
is a mess.
Parenting debate that's dividing the internet. Plus, what in the world is James Corden doing? The answer is after the break. Welcome back to Daily Pop. What exactly is happening with James Corden here? Is he rehearsing a new dance routine, training for a marathon, or is he just tripping over a parking block?
Oh my God, please tell me it's C. Oh my God.
It looks we've all been there.
He
we've
is,
all been
like,
there.
Trying to be a superhero. Like, I've got the superhero rundown. I'm going to pedal my arms. That's hilarious. Okay, moving on to Matthew McConaughey. So Matthew is doing a little bit better. He woke up to a sweet surprise on his birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday to your birthday.
Oh, I saw that yesterday. It's so sweet.
Oh my God, I'm trying my hardest not to sneeze. I'm not really crying. I'm just really trying my hardest not to sneeze on live TV.
The allergies are so real.
That's true. My nose has been itching all day. But you know what, guys? Good news. I'm going to be interviewing Matthew later today. I'm very excited about that. We'll have that for you next week. Okay. Staying with birthdays, there is one today that we could not overlook. Can you guess who it is?
Who knows? She's probably going to have her own series now. We've created
okay,
a monster
honey, you
here.
You can be a guest.
I'll be a guest on your series. Yeah.
It's okay.
Hold up, hold up. Did you forget what day it is?
Remember, remember the 5th of November.
Also known as Kris Jenner's 65th birthday.
And I'm thrilled.
Do you know where your children are? Kris Jenner does because she is always working.
What are you doing? We're filming.
She's a little bit blunt.
Trying to think of a nice way to put that.
And a lot self-aware.
We'll never be normal because we're a little kooky, but we try.
You know, some people dress for the job they want. Kris Jenner gave birth to it.
It's always drama about what we're wearing. We're not hip enough. We're not cool enough. We're not, you know, dressed enough. We're not stylish enough.
But no matter what, this momager rides or dies for her family.
It's not such a bad job when you can be with your kids all day long.
Look, we might as well admit it. We can try to keep up with the Kardashians all we want, but nobody can keep up with Kris Jenner.
I keep getting younger and she keeps getting older, so I'm happy.
So we're celebrating you, Kris. On to the next.
Aw. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Kris. And make sure you guys join us tomorrow as we celebrate another birthday from one of our favorite Scorpios.
So many of you.
I wonder who it's going to be.
Me too.
All right. After the break, Morgan has a very hot surprise for us. We'll find out what it is next. Mm.
Today is National Donut Day, and to celebrate, I have a surprise for Carissa and Justin. You guys, ghost pepper donuts. I'm so excited. This donut comes with strawberry icing along with cayenne and ghost peppers. And if you didn't know, the ghost pepper is the third hottest pepper in the world.
Why would anybody think to put
I love
this
it.
On a donut?
I love it. Can't wait. So I'm going to check Justin and Carissa's spice meter in a game of Never Have I Ever. So if you've never done what I'm about to say, you guys are safe. If you have, you have to take a bite, and a serious bite, not a little bitch bite, a real bite. Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm gonna start cutting. Yeah.
Okay, first, never have I ever taken something from a celebrity's home. Justine, you better put that in your mouth.
I've never taken anything out of your house.
Shut up.
Ever. Ever in my life besides
I
a leftover
steal.
Plate of chicken.
I don't
Kyle
steal.
Kyle Richards' home, a water perhaps, maybe
oh,
a bottle
yeah.
of champagne.
Oh, I'm
you've
sure
taken
you've
something.
Stuck a necklace or something. Come on.
God damn.
Take and by
bite.
The way, why are we cutting the donuts, guys?
Well, because there's a lot of red on them, Morgan, and we don't want red all over our face.
There you go. Next question. Good
is
for you,
hot?
Justine.
Is it spicy?
Not yet.
Nice. All right.
Is it sweet?
Next one. Never it's have sweet? I ever kissed someone famous. Put the donut in your mouth, Justin.
I Does it someone on a soap opera count?
Yes.
What Demi Lovato's ex is on that? Well, he's not famous, but still.
Oh my God, it's like a afterthought.
Oh yeah. Okay. We're gonna keep going. This one's good. Never have I ever embarrassed myself in front of a celebrity.
Oh my God, do you have a box of donuts?
Do you know us? Oh yeah, it hits you later.
It hits you later.
I'm so happy. Okay, never have I ever ghosted someone. Chris, I feel like you're safe here. Oh no, maybe not.
This month?
No.
You guys, this is okay. Fine, we're skipping that one.
Remember.
That's a boring one. Never have I ever had sex in a car. Let's take a
Obviously.
Big bite. Let's take a big bite of that donut.
Go ahead, Carissa. Take that donut.
Put that all in your mouth. There you go. Yeah,
Does she have to take an extra bite if it was in a minivan?
God.
It was not a minivan.
Oh, this is a good one. This might save you guys. Never have I ever streaked in public.
Maybe in college.
Gonna go ahead and take a bite on that. Didn't mean to streak in public.
What is that little tiny bitty bite?
I just didn't know
bite.
The hotel
oh
had
my
windows.
God, what is that little itty bitty bite?
I have to say, Carissa's really putting it in her mouth, and you are really skimping. I expected more from you.
Carissa has two
kids. I really don't want anybody to cut that and make that into a gif. Carissa's really putting it in her mouth. Come on.
You really are taking big bites of the donut. Don't do that to Carissa, everyone. That's not nice. Are they hot? Are they hot donuts or not?
She was the one who had sex in somebody's mom's van. She deserves it.
It was a truck. Okay. What kind of car? Maybe a van, too. I don't know. We're all young ones.
Oh, okay. My God.
Still, now it's just so uncomfortable. The thought of it, unless you're in a limo or something. Anyway.
By the way, if somebody pulls up to my house in a limo,
is it 2003? Is Jennifer Love Hewitt in the limo? No, that's not okay.
Make sure it's a white one.
It's starting to hit me now. It's in the sprinkles. Okay. Still ahead, Chrissy Teigen's adorable moment with her daughter, Luna. And speaking of kids, Jillian Michaels is giving us tips on how to keep Yorks active while they're at home. We're working out with her next.
Those peppers.
My mouth, my tongue.
H. Miss Chevy 2009.
Hello, I'm Chrissy Teigen.
And I'm Gina, and I'm in the news.
And we are in the news. So, Luna, what's the news today? Nothing is in the news. What should we talk about?
Nothing.
Thanks for watching.
Bye.
Bye.
That's Chrissy Teigen and her daughter Luna reporting from their living room. Chrissy says Luna loves to pretend to be a news anchor. So cute. And it is so true. I've been feeling for these election guys, man. They've been killing it.
That man better win.
What's his name again?
Every Emmy Award.
Kornacki.
Ever.
Steve Kornacki. But there's
a
few.
I'm obsessed with him.
He's the sweetest man. Oh my God, he did a thank you video. I died over him. But there's a lot of them that are just on that board, just recite. First of all, I didn't know all people knew the map that well. It's very impressive. And then
Steve is the best because he literally makes it interesting. And when nothing is happening, you watch him and you're like, well, wow, this is very exciting to break down all the counties in Nebraska. I had no clue that I cared so much until
when
they talked about it, Steve.
Or when they drop the Commonwealth, I'm like, I thought that was only in Britain. There's just so much you learn. There's so many colors that keep you interested in what's happening. I'm like, oh, there's so much red and then blue. It's exciting.
The animation, these guys, props, man. That's a lot of time to talk about something whenever not much is changing.
Right.
Okay. If your kids are going stir crazy, Jillian Michael is here to help. She is showing us a few easy and fun ways you can keep your kids active while you're still stuck at home.
So one of our top things that we do to get active is we have challenges, right guys?
Yeah.
So I'll pay them each a dime per challenge for whoever wins. So which one should we start with, guys?
Kissing.
Ready, 3, 2, and we're up. Okay, nice. Now we can't allow cheating. Small friend, please back up just a little further against the wall. Yeah, completely straight. Ready, go. Oh, that was like 50 plus jumps right there. Okay, now, the ace is about to step in. Can she do it? 50 is the number to beat. Eighty something. Here we go. Okay, go. Uno. Parents, I expect you to be doing this with your children. Why am I not doing it? Because I'm hosting our segment. 3, 2, wrap up it down, squad! Yes, yes, yes. All right. I'm gonna need those quads parallel to the ground. We're gonna need to drop that little boy body a little bit lower. Drop that booty, son. I can't believe you're still sitting in this. Petey, I'm proud of you. You've come so far. You're like a minute and a half into this now. You can do it. Oh,
he loves doing them. All right, you guys can download Jillian Michaels' app for more ideas. This reminds me, I do this with Chase. He goes, I want to do exercises. And I'm like, okay. So he touches the sky, touches the toes. And his attempt at a jumping jack is one of the funniest. I'll have to put it on my social media. It's one of the funniest things ever. He cannot get the arms and the legs out at the same time. It's a lot of coordination.
By the way, if my mom tried to get me off the couch at 13, I would have called the cops.
Forget it.
I would have been like, ma'am.
Where are the Cheez-Its?
Young and the Restless is on. Can you give me a moment?
I need a toaster strudel. Okay. This next story has the internet totally divided. I can't wait to hear what Morgan thinks. This photo seems to show a woman in labor. Then there's the pizza, which allegedly is being eaten by her partner. And the photo was originally posted on Reddit and is making the rounds online. Where do you stand on this? Would you be pissed if Jordan was sitting there chowing down on a pepperoni pizza while you're in the middle of labor?
If I was in the middle of pushing, I would be upset about it. If this was kind of like in the precursor, Chris, like I haven't done this, but I imagine there's a time between like contractions and then that epidural just setting right in. If there needed to be a little snack at that moment, I would be okay with it. But yeah, I don't know.
So here's the thing. It depends on your situation. Some women, yes, they're in labor for a very long time. And if you're getting induced, you can't really eat because of situations might happen. And so, or they might have to be
anesthesia.
I don't remember all this stuff. So I remember with Chase, I couldn't eat for 24 hours. So if Shannon would have ate a pizza in front of me
100%
during that time,
100%.
You would have shanked him.
It would have been, he would have been in his own hospital room.
1,000.
Yeah. No, he can't eat it in Mm-mm. front of me. No, he would have had to take that shit to the hallway.
We are a family.
Yeah.
And if daddy's having a colonic and can't eat for 12 hours, so can you guys. You can't eat either, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't care if you're 5, Timmy. I can't eat.
Nobody's
you are not eating.
All right, that's it for us today. Tomorrow we'll have all the drama from tonight's big Bachelorette episode, plus some insider scoop that you're not going to hear anywhere else. And we're catching up with Hanson. They are so cute, you guys. Check out Nightly Pop tonight at 11:30 and join us for Daily Pop every weekday at 11 a.m. here on E! Have a good day, everyone. We will see you tomorrow.
No one eats in this house.
No pizza for you.